Every year, every Easter, this church, we take up an offering. And we support three missions here in this church. One is we provide free drinking water in the Amazon region of Brazil. Not too sure if you know this, but there is absolutely no clean drinking water in the Amazon. There's thousands of miles of rivers, and it's all contaminated. And so this church provides clean drinking water. They're biosand filters, they're concrete, they're tall, they last forever. And the gospel is preached. We also support a mission in Haiti, a feeding the children program. So for a water filter, it costs $195. And in that water filter, you, not only are you paying for clean drinking water for somebody, but the money that's wrapped up in that cost also supplies people with a job to make those filters. So you're changing lives, and you're supplying work for somebody too. And the gospel is being preached. In Haiti, children are being fed. You can feed one child for an entire year for $180. An entire year. Think about your grocery bill for 1 week here in America. Okay? Church, come on, man. 1 year you can feed a child. And then also, free wheelchairs in Vietnam. Now, Vietnam is a communist country. You can't really preach. All these missions, we preach the gospel. But you can't openly preach the gospel in a communist country. But we just happen to have with us today the pastor from Vietnam who does those free wheelchairs. And so I want to welcome Pastor Vu all the way from Vietnam. Stand up.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Woo.
Amen. So we've been doing the free wheelchair mission for, 12 years? How many years? Lots of years.
Yes.
Lots of years. And I've been following Vu on Facebook, and I watch all of his stuff, and it's amazing what he does. And finally today, we get to meet him here in person. And, you know, he's been... Pastor Vu's been trying to come here for a long time, right? Many, many years. And
yes.
It wasn't an issue getting into America. It was an issue leaving Vietnam. Is that correct?
Hello, church. Thank you, Pastor Chip. I want to thank you all the church members here, especially Pastor Dave, his family, Henry, Larry and his wife, Jenny and Bob, Sanford, the one who always come to support the wheelchair ministry in Vietnam. So it's amazing for me to come here. I went to U.S. Embassy for the visa interview 5 times. And they all say, so sorry. And I remember one time, Pastor Dave here, he tried to make a lot of paper for me, and they say, sorry. 5 times. And each time for the visa interview, you have to pay $160 for less 2 minutes. And after you fail, you lose that money. So that's a US side. So thanks God, after for many years, and God really put in my heart a really peace in my heart. And so last year, I went to U.S. Embassy for the interview. And one of the ladies, she interviewed me, she said, why you want to go to U.S.? So I said, well, I've been working with a lot of Americans, along with a friend, just here in 32 years. You know, I met Larry here. Larry, can you stand up?
This is Larry Remp. He's from the Vineyard Church in West Virginia.
Yeah, thank you, Larry. I met him on the 1990, and I'm working with him so far 32 years. And he support a lot for the ministry work in Vietnam. And I told that lady, I've been knowing him and just here for 32 years. And I feel it's very weird that I could not come to see the friend. And also I want to see my sister because my mom asked me to visit my sister. So she asked me, how's your mom now? So I say, my mom died. That's my mom's wish. And then she said, congratulations, okay. And I got my visa last year just because of COVID. So I must extend my visa. And right after, before Easter, I went up to the north for the pastor training there near China border. And then I talked with Larry. I say, hey, Larry, how about I come here for Easter? And I believe that is the God's timing for me to come here and welcome all the church here.
Hallelujah. Woo. Well, so Pastor Vu, let me ask you a question. So I think in America, when we think of a communist country, we think of a strict country that doesn't believe in God.
Yes.
So being a Christian pastor, can you share with us a little bit what that's like?
Yeah. You know that after 1975, when the North took over all the South, okay? And from that year, they control very, very tight the religion. And at that time, with them, just only church, that's Protestant church. And until 1987, there's a lot of church members, we come together to pray for revival of Vietnam. And some of us have filled with the Holy Spirit. We speak in tongues, we talk prophecy, laying hands for the healing, something like that. And the Protestant church at that time, we call traditional church, they don't believe the Holy Spirit. So they make us have a choice. Now, if you want to stay in the church, we have to quit all the something like that, all about the speak in tongue, all the gift of the Holy Spirit. And if you continue, you have to get out.
Wow.
So at that time, we have a choice. We obey the Holy Spirit more than man.
Yes. Woo.
Yeah. And so that's why at that time, a lot of church members and my pastor worked out from traditional church. And that's how the underground church was born. And from that moment, we're facing a lot of persecution. You know what? When we come together for worship, you know, Larry tried to raise a lot of money for me to build a building. And we start the first training for the young people to become a pastor. And at that time, we're facing a lot of persecution. And before the training, we always had the worship. You know what we did? We turn on the music so loud. And inside, we worship. So the neighbor, the police make the neighbor like a reporter. So they did not recognize what kind of music. But inside, we worship.
Woo!
Yeah.
Amen.
So, but right now, Vietnam, more day by day, more open. Mm. Yeah. Mm. And you know what? On the year of 2006, the underground church, before they didn't recognize, they said that illegal. Now they give it low it undergraduates the license.
Woo. Amen. Well, so Pastor Vu, we just talked about the hope that is found in Jesus.
Yes.
Can you share a story when maybe Jesus was the only hope that you had?
Yeah. And seeing the country Vietnam more open, just because they see a lot of good action, the good activity from the Christian. And one of that is from your offering for a wheelchair. Mm. Yeah. You know that Vietnam government, right after they took over the whole country of Vietnam, we have no Bible. At that time, we remember we waiting a lot of Bible from the team from U.S. But now, Vietnamese government allowed to print in the Bible.
Woo.
Praise the Lord. And you know that before I came to this trip, just about last 2 weeks, the Vietnam government allowed bringing the Bible to the prison. Yeah. Mm. That's a miracle.
Woo.
And before Easter, before the Passover, why I'm here, they allow to show the Jesus film on the public TV. Yeah.
Wow.
That's a miracle.
Wow.
So I believe that, you know, me and Larry, we always pray that one day Vietnam will be like Roman Empire before. When the Constantine, when he got saved, and the whole country got saved. Yeah. So it's up your wheelchair, it's up your offering like a brick to build the road until have the freedom in religion in Vietnam.
Woo.
Praise the Lord.
Well, all right, one more question. So you're kind of heading in that direction. So can you share with us the joy that you get by seeing the hope people have when they receive a wheelchair in Jesus' name?
Oh, that's a long story. It take me the whole week to share all the story because I see by my eyes, you know? And the first time I would like to say thank you, you know? Thank you from my heart, and I represent for the old recipient from Vietnam. And thank you for Pastor Dave, Jenny, Henry's family, Leslie, Sanford, and all Jenny and Bob, Larry and Marnie, all the team members came to Vietnam. You know, it's very hard to preach the gospel in Vietnam, even I have the license. But they said that you have the license, it means you just only preach inside the church, not outside. So, some first day when we distribute the wheelchair, just give the wheelchair and say nothing. Or if I say some word, not any God in there. But later, and you know that all the team members have to sacrifice many hours on the plane, travel, many go to the many far places. Day by day, they allow us to have the sign, Promised Land, just is my just name. And vineyard of Reynoldsburg or vineyard from Wheeling. And more special, they allow us both sides of the wheelchair, we have the sticker with the verse in there. Praise the Lord!
Woo.
And you know, when we bring the wheelchair to them, it's like a key to their home. This recipient, when they got the wheelchair, we always have the list. And right after the people went home, our church worker and the local church, we following the address, so we come to visit. So when we come and say, okay, we are the one, we give you the wheelchair. I just gone back to visit. So they open the door, please come in. And then the wheelchairs are the key to enter to their home, and we witness. A lot of people were saved. A lot of people would say about that. And you know, Pastor Chip, I got a lot of call from the police. Hey, Pastor Vu, how about can you give us some wheelchair for my father, for my dad, for my relative? So right now, they're very open and they have very good heart for our work in Vietnam. Thank you.
Well, Pastor Vu, I got a gift for you. And I prayed about what should I give Pastor Vu as a gift? Something better than like a coffee cup. This angel represents the armor of God. Ephesians chapter 6 is on this shield. And I believe that God wants you to know, not only has he protected you all this time, but the armor that you have on you, that he has placed on you, cannot be pierced, cannot be shattered, and he is going to open more doors for you. Amen. So this is my gift to you.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Ken. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Can I share some more? Okay. Thank you.
Can your church show here the book of Job?
No, the book of Job?
Yes.
Oh, we don't have it ready to go, but
Okay. Okay.
They're good, but they're not that good up there.
Can I have your Bible?
Yep.
Okay. Job 29. Let me see.
Okay.
Chapter 11 to 15. So this is my final word in front of the church.
29 verse 11.
Yeah, can you read it for
yes.
me? Because your English, is better than me.
11 through 15?
Yes.
All who heard me praised me. All who saw me spoke well of me. For I assisted the poor in their need and the orphans who required help. I helped those without hope, and they blessed me. And I caused the widows' hearts to sing for joy. Everything I did was honest. Righteousness covered me like a robe, and I wore justice like a turban. I served as eyes for the blind and feet for the lame.
Amen. Thank you. You know that the book of Job, all of you know about Job, right? Job was tested by the Lord, and the Lord allowed devil to test him. But during his test from the Lord, he do a lot of good thing for the Lord. And on the verse 11, all who hurts me praise me. Why? Because he saw me, spoke well of me. I assist the poor in their need and the orphan who require help. And on the verse chapter 29, verse 15, I serve as eye for the blind and the feet for the lame. Yeah. Mm. How can Job had to be a fit for the lamb? How? I believe at that time, when Job saw people crawl on the ground, he must do something exactly like all of yours. You become a fit for the lamb. You become the wheelchair for a lot of recipients in Vietnam. Because of your offering. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. All right. Thank you, Pastor Vu. Well, listen, stay up here with me for a minute, and we're going to pray for our offering. Yes. Before we do, we're going to show a video of the three missions that we support, and then we're going to pray for our offering. So just a couple minutes here.
This Easter, you can make a difference in people's lives around the world by giving to any of these three Easter offerings: Brazil, Haiti, and Vietnam. Let's take a closer look at what we're doing to help those in these regions. Haiti is one of the most food insecure places in the world. 2/3 of the population lacks access to adequate sanitation. Out of 10.7 million people, half are undernourished and 22% of children are chronically malnourished. In Haiti, we're feeding children. $180 will feed one child for an entire year. Despite having one of the largest economies in the world, Brazil has a massive water and sanitation crisis. There are currently 3 million people without access to safe water and 24 million without access to improved sanitation. For those who have access to safe water, the supply is lacking because of the numerous deficiencies in drinking water systems. In Brazil, we're installing water filters to provide clean water. $195 builds one water filter, and in June each year, a team is sent to help deliver these water filters along the Amazon River. 5.8% of the population is considered disabled in Vietnam. For a country home to roughly 95 million, this equates to more than 5 million people. Often, those with disabilities face circumstances that make life more difficult, such as limited access to education, fewer work opportunities, and difficulty with transportation and self-care. In Vietnam, we're giving away wheelchairs. With just $50, we can get a wheelchair to a person that really needs it. If any of these offerings interested you, please consider giving this Easter to help someone in need.
So church, this is what we do every year. We take up an offering for Easter. And if you weren't ready to give today, but you're like, I really want to be a part of this, you can go online. There's several different ways you can give. We're going to have our ushers come up. They're going to be up here for a little bit. We're going to head into a time of worship, but they will be here. If you want to drop your offering in one of the baskets that they have, there's also black boxes on the back wall. You can drop an offering in there. Also, you can always mail in your offering, or you can go online at vineyard05.com. Up in the upper left-hand corner, there's a missions tab. If you click on that, that will take you to these three different missions, and you can give to one, two, or all three of them. But this is what we do here at this church. This entire offering today and whatever you send in this week that you want designated to this offering. It's not a pledge. It's not something we do throughout the year. But everything that comes in goes towards these three missions. And like Pastor Vu said, your money becomes a wheelchair for somebody. Your money becomes food on a child's plate. And your money becomes clean drinking water to families who are chronically ill from contaminated water. And I'm asking for sacrificial giving here today, church. I know firsthand that these missions are legitimate, they're real, and we are sold out to helping people around the world here at Vineyard Community Church. Amen? So if you can, rise and let's ask Pastor Vu, we're just going to kind of join arms here. We're going to pray for our offering. Yes. Lord Jesus, I just thank you, God, for the offering taken up here today. Jesus, that you would put it on people's hearts, Lord God, to be a mobilization for somebody in a wheelchair, to be food for a child that doesn't have any, to be clean drinking water for somebody who's chronically ill. And I ask in Jesus' name, God, that we give sacrificially, knowing that we are doing the work of your kingdom here Amen. On the earth, God. Jesus, you said to people on Judgment Day, I was hungry, you fed me. I was naked, you clothed me. Amen. I was thirsty, you gave me a drink. I was sick, you came to visit me. I was in prison, you came to see me. The people said, we didn't know that was you. And he said, whatever you do to the least of these, you do to me. Yes. We are taking care of Jesus around the world. He identifies with the poor, the hurting, and the needy. Would you please join us in this offering in Jesus' name? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.